from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Good morning, Andrew.
DVT.
Yeah. So that stands for deep vein thrombosis, which is basically a blood clot that can form deep in the leg vein. So that's the calves or the thigh muscles. I mean, I didn't even know this. I did this research this week for a blog. But, you know, any journey longer than 4 hours can lead to a DVT. So anything that sort of cramps you up in a seat, a car, a train, a plane, you are all, you know, at risk. Except the good news is that not everyone is at risk. So I did a bit of research this week to find out who is at risk and what you can do about it. Because I'm heading up to Seattle tomorrow. Can I just drop that in there to show off, to tell you that I'm bringing back the Dreamliner.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. On Friday. Anyway, enough of that. So just quickly, the people who are at risk are people who have had an operation within 2 months, pregnant women, people who have had a DVT before and are not taking anticoagulants, people with a family history of DVT, obesity, people with broken legs and plaster, or a recent severe illness like a heart attack or pneumonia. So that's usually not most of us, okay? It does sound like a long list of scary things, but it's not usually most of us. So what you can do about it, and I do this all the time, I'm one of these people that goes to bed and just wiggles their feet without even realizing, like, until I go to sleep. Yeah. So I just basically continue doing that throughout the flight. But you can exercise your feet and calves in your seat. And I have flown the A380 once, that double-story plane. And down the back, they've got a spiral staircase. Excellent for doing your PE if you need to. walk up and down the aisle when you can. But a real good trick is pressing the balls of your feet hard to the floor and releasing, and you're basically just increasing the blood flow. So you can do that in your seat if you can't get out, if you're next to the window and someone's asleep beside you, you know. Drink lots of water, and obviously everyone says avoid alcohol and sleeping tablets. And I put the disclaimer, do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, really? You take sleeping tablets on planes?
Oh, look, I do on a long-haul flight because I want to hit the ground running. And then my sneaky trick is actually to take another one at the night, that night. Even if I fall asleep, I'm feeling tired and I fall asleep, I still take one because otherwise you're awake in 3 hours. And you're all dithery, and you know, can get jet lag. But anyway,
I have a real problem with sleeping tablets because it's not a very good sleep. And my trick is basically just to put my watch onto my destination time when I leave, and you know,
and try. And that makes you fall asleep when you need to fall asleep.
Well, not really, but it's half the battle won because your brain's already there, you know.
Oh no, I just bounce awake at like 3 a.m. I'll probably do that next week, and I'll get home on Friday, and I'll be all the other way around.
Yeah, well, you don't want to travel with me anyway. I mean, I sit down for 3 hours doing this radio show, and I am just jiggle the whole time.
The blood pumping.
And keeping the blood pumping, and so yeah, I am Mr. Earthquake if I'm sitting next door to you in a plane.
Socks in that seat, do you at all?
Hey, I'm going to put those details and a link to your blog site up on our on my Facebook page.
Thank you.
Megan Sinkle, thank you for joining us. News Talk ZB. It is 11:29.